there's any like wheat or any other kind of grain. Would there be a special building where that was?
Well, in those days, they put everything in the attic. They built a big barn to keep the stuff that they raised from the weather, see,
yeah.
And the elements and the people and the stock eating them up before it was time for to eat it, see.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't leave it out because the stock get to it, and it wouldn't last long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now they got grain elevators, see, modern stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's all built, of course you know about that.
If I didn't know before, I know from all those explosions they've had recently.
Yeah, well, of course they didn't have that trouble. There was enough ventilation, I guess. There wasn't enough stuff in there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't last that long.
Yeah.
You know, for 40, 50 years, a guy just raised enough for his family to live on. See, mm-hmm. There was no commercial hardly to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine what happened to a family when the crop was failed.
They had to just try to barely survive for the winter, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was rough.
I'm sure it was very rough.
And then, of course, they didn't have a high gas bill like we got today or anything like that. But they had a whole lot more to worry about. Mm-hmm. They didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call hay if it was stacked up like out in the field or outside the barn?
They harvested hay. Me hearts. They ready to bring in and put in the bin for keep it out of the weather.
But you know, you often see out in the middle of a field, you see it stacked together and sort of tied around.
Yeah.
What would you call that? Like out in the middle of a field. I guess it's maybe 8 to 10 feet high.
Well, that's the same as the stuff they left the stock in there where they didn't have enough barns, had too much stock. They could go there and nibble on anytime they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
If a barn was full, they put that out there for take care of the overflow or
mm-hmm.
convenience. In the summer, at least, the winter, they could go out there and the cows and the horses could nibble on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't eat too much, and they'd go get a drink of water, and that was it. And what the farmer would be doing something else instead of having to stop and feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was building a barn or something, you know, and that'd take time out to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what I'm trying to get at is, like if there were excess hay, if he couldn't put it all in the barn.
Yeah. Well, right, it's the way they want to operate it. If you had an overflow of it, he could sell part of it or use part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that of course he could sell, he might store for a sale and let it stay out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And this mm-hmm. lady here is a farmer. I don't know much about farming.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of it, huh? Should we take a break?
I'm fixing to make some noise.
Well, you can make as much noise.
I'm throwing coffee pots in already.
I won't.
Okay, fine.
And I didn't want to disturb y'all's conversation.
That's all right.
But I've heard my coffee.
But you wouldn't call it, would you call that a rick?
Yeah, I'll call it a rick of what they stack hay and corn out in the field.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly how did that look? What did it look like?
Well, it looked like kind of like an ice cream cone, up and down.
Haystack.
Yeah. Haystack.
Like you see in the hee-haw.
Yeah, I don't watch hee-haw very much, but... Well, once in a while.
You've seen that haystack though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It seems like I don't see as many now as I used to. I used to see a lot.
Well, they changed the way of doing things now.
Yeah, they must build more buildings.
Modern.
What about a place that had a roof and four poles to protect hay against the rain? Did you have any buildings like that?
Well, I guess they did. And the herd board, they learned to make a big barn.